good evening. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthian brethren, spends a good deal of his letter discussing changes that they need to make in their lifestyle and the way they conduct themselves in worship. And by the time he gets to what we refer to as chapter 13, he's discussing things that they need to concentrate on. And he spends most of that chapter talking about the topic of love. This love is a brotherly love. It's the love they need to have between each other, and it's the love that we should all share toward each other as well. He concludes his remarks by saying, Now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Seeing that Paul brings out these three topics as things that those brethren should concentrate on, I thought it'd be beneficial if we spent some time concentrating on those things as well. So we're going to sing four songs from each of these topics, led by men here in the congregation. Let's join all together as we sing songs about faith, hope, and love.
Number 576.
Oh, me soul, and kept along the hills of life, ye Christian soldiers, rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing sky. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be heard. Faith is the victory. Shouts of triumph trod. By faith they lie, a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory.
We saw thee not when thou didst come to this poor world of sin and death, nor yet beheld thy cottage home in that despised Nazareth. But we footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God. But we believe thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God. We saw thee not when lifted high amid that wild and savage crew.
265.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Our fathers chained in prisons dark were still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's faith if they like them could die for thee. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers, we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee to as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life.
Number 350.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed him for himself. But I know against that day, I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me, of weary ways or golden days before his face I see. But I know persuaded that he is able to keep them which are committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with but I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Ninety-four. 4 when we all get to heaven. This starts the section on hope. The verse that he has written is Romans 5, 2. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow star. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Song number 109, Higher Ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying at high onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's able land. Higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Darkness fails his lovely faith. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul is wet, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone. Oh, blessed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Let's stand as we sing number 457.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in his beauty when I go on the last mile of the way. When I go on the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day, and I know Christ I proclaim the glad story. If I seek for a sheep gone astray, I am sure he will show me his glory when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day, and I know joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way. And if here I've earnestly striven, and I've tried all his will to obey, 'twill enhance all the rapture of heaven when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I know there are joys that await me when I've gone the last mile of the way.
Our next group of songs are songs about love. Barry picked out the verse 1 John 3:16 A. By this we know love, that he laid his life for us. laid down his life for us. We'll sing number 180, Wonderful Story of Love.
Wonderful story of love, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, wake the immortal strain. Angels with breaths who announce it, shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love, wonderful, 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 wonderful story of love, wonderful story of love, though you are far away, wonderful story of love, still he doth call today, calling from Calvary's mountain, down from the crystal bright fountain, even from the dawn of creation, wonderful story of love, wonderful story of love, Jesus provides a rest, wonderful story of love, for all the pure and blessed, rest in those mansions above us, with those who've gone on before us, seeking the rapturous for us, wonderful story of love.
Next will be 267, Jesus Loves Me. 267.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yeah.
Number 447, Ivory Palaces, 447. Briefly, I would like to read from Psalm 45, second half of verse 7. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen of, in gold of Ophir. Foundation of some of the lyrics of this song. Where our Savior came from. Let's remember that as we sing this song. Ivory palaces. Also, verse 3 will pick up the speed just a little bit.
My Lord has garments so wondrous fine and myrrh the texture fills. Its fragrance reached to this heart of mine. With joy my being thrills. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe. Only his great eternal love made my Savior go. His life had also its sorrows sore, for hallows had a part. And when I think of the cross he bore, my eyes with teardrops start. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go. In garments glorious he will come to open wide the door, and I shall enter my heavenly home to dwell forevermore. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe, only his great eternal love made my Savior go.
One hundred eighty-six. Actually, if we'd like to, one more time, we can stand as we sing this song.
Do, sol, mi, sol. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene. Is my Savior.
those of you who are using your book, in just a second, David Kahn will lead us in number 423. So you can turn there now. I appreciate all of you for being here tonight, and I appreciate especially those who led singing. I'm going to take a minute and brag on them just a minute. Samuel was sick on Wednesday night, and so I stayed home with him because Tabitha needed to come and teach. And it was my plan to come and try to get all of this arranged on Wednesday night, but I wasn't able to do that. And so on Wednesday night, after Bible study, and on Thursday, I started frantically sending out emails. And every one of these gentlemen immediately responded to me and said, I'll be more than happy to do anything you need, no problem. And so I appreciate that. It's so encouraging to worship in a congregation in which everyone, and I do mean everyone, is so willing to do whatever they need to do to spread the gospel. Faith is defined as a strong belief in something, regardless of whether or not you actually have the proof of it. Steve led us in songs that stress that it's through faith in which we have our victory. You know, we were not there when the events of the Bible occurred, but we believe. We have faith that they did. Matt led us in songs about the faith of those who came before us and what they did because of their faith. It's the same faith in which we know who we have believed, and we are willing to act accordingly. And it's because of our faith that we have hope. Hope is the feeling of expectation about something that will happen in the future. Both Daryl and Craig led us songs about heaven. We all have a hope in heaven. We have an expectation of that because of our faith. And we'll be rewarded with the opportunity to be with God in heaven. But we would not have the faith in God, nor the hope in heaven, if God has not first loved us first. Jamie and Jim both led us in songs about the love of God and the love that Jesus has for us. God created us and therefore loves us. He loves us so much that he sent his Son to live on the earth and to die for each one of us. Jesus loves us so much that he was willing to go through the terrible sacrifice for all of us. And it's this love that drives us and encourages us as we live on the earth. And we need to have this same love toward people that we come in contact with day by day. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, so now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. The greatest of these is love. As I said, God loves all of us. He loves those who obey him and those who do not. But those who do not love God in return do not have the faith nor the hope of entering heaven. So do you love God? Do you have the faith that's necessary to be well-pleasing to him? And do you have a hope of heaven? These are the questions that all of us need to answer, ask ourselves tonight. If not, you can change that tonight. Jesus wants all of us to be saved. His invitation is extended. If you have a need, please come to the front while we stand and while we sing.